Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Ein Sharnas Amursal and Tanagolim. One should not soak bran for chickens, because by soaking the bran, we're afraid that it's going to become chametz. And this is even with cold water, one shouldn't do it. Well, the more so with warm water, because it may become chametz. Aval cholten. But what one could do is pour over boiling water on it, because as long as the water is boiling, the Rav explains, it can't become chametz. Cholten is to scald it with boiling water. But the Rav says that the minhag today is that we aser chalita. When it comes to boiling, we don't take this kula, and chalita is aser. Ha'isha lo yisishra es amursan. A woman should not soak bran, shetolich biyadol amerchas, that she should take this bran with her into the wash house. Aval shafahi bivsara yavish, but she's allowed to take bran that was not soaked in water and put it on her skin while the bran is dry, and then her sweat from her skin will get on the bran, because the sweat of a person does not create chametz. Now, why does the Mishnah have to repeat this case? We know that if you're not allowed to put it in front of a chicken, why would a woman be allowed to let it soak for herself? So the Taisis Yantif says, the Chiddush is that even if it's Letzaruch Adam, it's also Aser. I guess maybe we'd think we'd be more Mekel because there's a real Tzrichus for this. So it sounds like according to the Taisis Yantif, the Mishnah brings this up just to teach us the second halach. In other words, we first talk about that she can't put it in regular water, the bran, just like you can't put it in front of a chicken and let it just sit there because you're afraid it's become chametz. But that's as a segue to teaching us the din, that she is allowed, though, to put it on her skin while it's dry. Mishnah continues, Lo yilos adam chitin v'yaniach al makasa b'pesach. A person shouldn't chew raw wheat and then put it over his wound on Pesach, b'pnei she'en machmitzes, because a person's spit, that does create chimutz. So a person's sweat does not, but the spit, his saliva, does have a din, I guess, of water that creates chametz on Pesach, so we shouldn't do this.